Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
I hope your day is going well. Wherever you are, you should be happy you're not Wesley Worrell. Wesley was caught wearing a diaper yelling goo goo gaga at little girls. So be glad you're not him. Democrats continue to hyperventilate over Venezuela. I should be more nuanced about this and, you know, talk about the pitfalls because we're apparently taking ownership over the future welfare of the Venezuelan people. But when you got Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries fuming mad that the Delta boys dropped into the most heavily fortified compound in Venezuela, like a bunch of invisible ninja dudes, and plucked murderous thug Maduro from his slumber, I have a hard time not standing up on my chair and clapping. And, you know, we should consider how many tens of thousands of Venezuelans that he and his murderous predecessor, Chavez, have disappeared over the years. Then take a moment to appreciate that this elite posse of American killers operating on land and in the air and on the sea blew up a temple honoring Chavez that included his remains and disappeared Maduro for good. This is warrior poetry. And you got to consider this too. Almost every man involved in this operation could have died had the operation failed. And number two, every participant was critical in a well-coordinated operation. The failure of any single element of the attack, it's a cascade effect. It's a weak link in the chain. And we're, you know, we're getting details about this. And as we get them, it's becoming more and more remarkable what they pulled off seemingly easily. I know that they were taking fire as they were going in, but, you know, I'm sure they expected to take fire as they were going in. You had on-the-ground spies and naval and aerial surveillance. You had combat pilots hiding behind the mountains. Already revved up, ready to go. Nerves of steel. Then they started taking out enemy infrastructure. Then they put the Delta guys right exactly where they had to be. And then they successfully moved to a position of safety, all while taking fire. See, the thing about Delta is that Delta does a lot of things that, you know, Tom Cruise would like to incorporate into the Mission Impossible movies. They have a very unique capability. And if they want you, in today's world, if they want you, you won't see them coming. They're going to body anybody between you and them, and you're going to be out of there before those bodies hit the floor. But once again, I should be more nuanced about this. I should. Because on this, I'm partisan. But what kind of red-blooded American would read about this, these details coming out of this mission and not go, oh, yeah. What kind of real America doesn't cheer when a murderous commie gets tossed into an American helicopter like a sack of potatoes? What kind of American would watch footage, live footage of displaced Venezuelans celebrating all over the world last weekend? And these were people whose family members have likely been threatened or tortured or murdered by the Chavez Maduro regime, and not feel a pinprick of pride or hear a tiny voice gloating, yeah, my country did this. But apparently the kind of American who doesn't celebrate the capture of Maduro is the kind of American who votes for Pete Buttigieg and Kamala Harris and Zohran Mamdani. Has Pete Buttigieg run for something and I don't know about it? People either identify as communists or proudly associate with communists, right? They're very unhappy that Trump and Secretary of War Hegseth violated the sacred sovereignty of Venezuela. Strangely, those same people who never defend American sovereignty when South America's club of dictators flood our country. And for the Democrat Party, tough guys, the territorial integrity of communist prisons posing as countries is absolutely sacrosanct. Now, when we try to protect our own borders, well, that's racist. And whatever else happens with Venezuela, now is the time to celebrate. Maduro is an evil dude, and he deserves much worse than he's actually going to receive. And I would have been happy with inviting the families of everyone Maduro had murdered to an enormous football stadium and drop him right in the middle there in midfield in the 50-yard line and let the crowd tear him to shreds. New York courts have been pretty poor examples of, wise jurisprudence over the last 15 or so years. But this is much better than what Maduro met. He doesn't deserve what he's going to get. He deserves much worse. Also, accordingly, there's some nations out there, Cuba, Colombia, Mexico, Russia, China, Iran. They thumb their noses at human rights. And they've all taken the time to write a very sternly worded social media missive condemning us for dispatching an evil dictator who regularly tortured and murdered innocent civilians. What's wrong with those countries being upset? What's wrong with that? I mean, Putin couldn't pull this off. I can tell you that right now. Putin could not pull this off. And I can tell you that based on upon what he has not been able to do in Ukraine. He hasn't been able to put that one to bed. If China, Cuba, and Iran were celebrating something Trump had done, you and me, we'd be in deep trouble. And as it stands, all of this rage-filled nonsense from some of the most tyrannical nation states in the world is high praise. Some Estonian chick who calls herself the vice president of the European Commission made sure to announce on X, the Elon Musk-owned platform that they're trying to censor and destroy, that the EU is closely monitoring the situation in Venezuela. Whatever, Katya, or Kaja, whatever. Because that's all they're really capable of doing. To be a successful politician in Europe, you have to be able to write a really big, indignant letter and harump, harump, harump a lot. And I'll take Delta Force over Brussels any old day. And by the way, Europe, how to handle the Western Hemisphere is not on your dance card. Most of us over here came from families who escaped the aristocratic tyrannies of Europe centuries ago. Our grandfathers and great-grandfathers may have risked their lives to save Europe from fascism, just so the ungrateful ones could choose a rebranded globalist fascism a few short decades later. But we don't share the same Western values anymore. Europe has more in common with Chavez and Maduro than they do with Washington and Jefferson or Madison. So rather than worrying what we're doing on our side of the moat, you would be far better off trying to figure out how not to commit your own, you know, continental suicide. And both Iran's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, and Colombia's communist terrorist turned El Presidente Gustavo Petro are freaking out about the possibility of the Delta Ninjas sending them to hell soon. The Ayatollah's going to go hang out in Moscow. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. Some of you should think very seriously about joining me in the outernet. The outernet. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. Once again, infrastructure. Going after infrastructure and logistics is how wars are won. And in March of last year, China unveiled a cable-cutting device capable of operating 4,000 meters underwater, which is not quite half the height of Mount Everest. And this underscores this very significant vulnerability that nobody considers. 99% of international data travels through about 600 subsea fiber optic cables, totaling nearly 1.48 million kilometers of cable susceptible to attack. All of it, none of it guarded, right? And here we have China and Russia adopting strategies for multi-front warfare. So the threat to infrastructure and communication cannot be ignored. Communication, which is not the sexy part of combat, is one of the three main components of combat. You gotta have this. Attacks will occur unexpectedly and are likely to involve hacking or be carried out through drones, robotic submarines, and similar methods. And we have to have a alternative that will support and during crises replace existing telecom systems. Which brings us to the OuterNet project. Now, we already have examples of the OuterNet because we have Starlink. Starlink. Now, the OuterNet wants to establish a network of 600 interconnected low Earth orbit satellites that could sustain global communications even if the cable network is damaged. And it's led by Munich-based Rivada Space Networks, that the project aims to create a second internet backbone in space. There is no dependence on ground stations. Now, the CEO of Rivada is he's Irish. His name is Declan Ganley. And he's interacted with Chinese officials for a very long time, so he's very aware of the threat posed by the communists. And the Chinese have shown very strong interest in this new technology, and they've asked Ganley to partner on the venture and launch the system from China using Chinese satellites. And at a meeting, a Chinese business figure offered him $7.5 billion and laid out his terms, and Ganley said no. So then they resorted to lawfare. They filed 158 lawsuits. They cost Rivada over $36 million and distracted it from the main goal of getting the satellites in space by early 2026. Now, Ganley, a British citizen of Irish descent, is not the type to give up. But China is involved in all kinds of tech over there. One of the reasons we don't have Huawei phones, for example, which are supposedly very advanced phones. I've never actually laid my hands on one. But Huawei, because they're partially owned by the Chinese government, part and parcel of what they are obligated to do is supply all of that information to the Chinese government. Now, what do we know? Where have we seen this? Is this just theoretical? Or has this been going on? See, this is the gray zone of war. Right? These are the parts that we don't see that much about. We don't, you know, it's not like seeing these cell towers. If they were strafing the cell towers, we'd see that. If they were strafing the neighborhoods and trying to take out the lines and everything going into the neighborhoods, we'd see that. But it has been ascribed that there's three cases where vessels from China's shadow fleet cut cables near Taiwan and the Baltic Sea and a gas pipeline between Finland and Estonia. European investigators are quoted as saying that Russian agents are involved in some of the sabotage operations in the Baltic. The article states that China delayed repairing cables near Vietnam by not issuing permits. And if they actually do repair them, they could also install taps on undersea cables in the Pacific to compromise U.S. military communications. So very clearly, we have to find an alternative that could replace it. Now, these are also referred to as hybrid operations. China's been doing this a lot. They've been testing this in against Taiwan. An American cybersecurity company has identified 9 suspicious incidents in 2024-2025. 4 occurred in the Baltic region, causing 8 cable damages. 5 happened around Taiwan, leading to 5 disruptions. And this states that at least 4 of these incidents involved ships linked to China or Russia engaged in suspicious maneuvers. And while it stops short of blaming Russia, it says that Russia has almost certainly increased hybrid operations targeting European countries, including sabotage of critical infrastructure. China has the 3rd largest submarine fleet in the world with more than 60 vessels, but it is only a few short of the leaders, the U.S. and Russia, which each have roughly 70. They plan to surpass Russia and America by 2030 in both conventional and nuclear submarines. The new cable-cutting device, which uses a high-speed, diamond-coated spinning blade protected by strong shells to withstand high pressure in the deep, can be operated from submarines and even from the shore. So this is a major threat. And since 2023, nations have suspected that China and Russia have been targeting undersea cables. But even in 2023, data from Taiwan's Chunghwa Telecom revealed that cables to Matsu Island, located near the Chinese mainland, had been cut 27 times over the past 5 years. In 2024-25, more incidents involving China and Russia have come to light. Sweden, Lithuania, Estonia, and Germany have blamed China or Russia or called them to join investigations. Taiwan jailed a Chinese captain in June last year for sabotaging a cable named Penghu Island. And prosecutors said his ship, which was in poor condition, had only 1 cargo record and operated under multiple names, zigzagged over the cable, dragging its anchor intentionally. November 2024, the Chinese bulk carrier Yiping 3 was accused of cutting cables between Sweden and Lithuania and between Finland and Germany by dragging its anchor for 160 kilometers. This is one of the ways this kind of stuff is going to happen. It's going to go down this way. Disrupting communications is paramount in combat. You want to intercept them, or you want to just cut them off altogether. One way or the other, you want to do that. And for me and you, you know, the outer net already exists. It's called Starlink. Yes, it does cost more than some of these other plans do, but I mean, I don't use Starlink day to day. I have a $5 a month plan, which means in the event that all internet goes down, if I can find a way to power it, I'll have internet because I will be able to get up there and change my plan from the $5 plan to the standard plan. And then I'll be in business. I'll be able to stream and, you know, play video games or monitor the news. In New York, they have a tenant advocate who is, she's illustrating how everybody's going to enjoy the warm embrace of collectivism. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Well, he warned us that 2026 was going to be a very flashy year, and true to his word, of course, just about the time we got out there and went to bed that night, it came true. Joining us again from InvestUSA.org is Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Always a privilege, and appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I guess now we're in the mess around and find out phase. Is everybody watching us now?
Yeah, well, that is a part of it. Let me tell you the most recent thing that we, all your listeners, and you need to be aware of. Russia has decided to play games, and they have transferred the Venezuelan flags on some of the tankers and are flying the Russian flags with Russian naval escorts for oil on those. You say, okay, that's bad, but what are we doing? Just about 15 minutes ago, our special ops landed on those oil tankers, and we are in the process of seizing them. It will be interesting to see Russia's response. Understand now, they have naval escorts and submarines escorting these tankers.
Right.
And we don't give a horse's ass. We're jumping on board of them anyway with our special forces.
Right.
So buckle down. Let's see what happens. We are not going to allow Russia to play ghost fleets and games with the United States. And we are flexing our position now. And boy, it's going to be interesting to see what Russia does.
Now, when they put the flag, when they change the flags on those ships, there's more to it than that, isn't there? I mean, it's not just them going up there. It's the same thing. The same thing happens if I go out there and steal somebody else's tag and stick it on my car without actually doing all the stuff that goes along with it to set it up with my car. Is that what the Russians did? They just, let's pull that down and put it on here and let's see how much they want some trouble.
Yeah, I mean, they went a little further. They, you know, hey, you could transfer title over here. The problem is you can't do that without transferring all the paperwork and bill of sale and registry and all that kind of stuff. So they tried to take the easy way out and just, hey, sign over, you know, or file a title here in Russia and then grab one of our flags on the way out and run it up the flagpole. We're not going to let that. That's blatant what you're doing. You're creating a ghost fleet. And that just doesn't hold water with us. And so we're not going to honor that. And we have created an oil embargo, and we're going to hold on to it and board these ships and seize them, even though just 200 yards away are Russian naval frigates and escort ships. And we don't care. We're going to do it anyway.
How good is the Russian Navy? I mean, I've never thought they were that good ever since the Kursk.
Yeah. You have to look at, put yourself in Russia's shoes. We gave Venezuela the best air defense system that we say is available in the world, and you flew right through it with 152 planes and obliterated it and never even got a notice that we were coming.
Yep.
So how does that make you feel how great their Russian assets are to begin with? Now, within days after that, we're disregarding naval ships escorting flagged or ghost tankers, and right. We're boarding them anyway.
Right.
Boy, that's got to be pushing the limit to them, you know? I mean, but it's interesting that there's been silence and no response as of right this moment. Could change in the next 5 minutes.
For the very longest time, this kind of thing, if they were seen out there, certainly Democrats would never have pushed this to go, right?
And
is this basically a case of, well, they expect us to act this way because we always have, but Trump's not that kind of guy, so they're shocked by the fact that he's like, I couldn't care less that you guys are out there. Take some pictures while you're out there and send me some glossies.
You hit the nail on the head. Here's what it means to you and I as Americans. This president has decided that two things. On the Monroe Doctrine, we will control the Western Hemisphere. And if you want to take a country and use it to antagonize us, you better have another place to go because you won't be there long. We're going to come in there and make sure you're not there. And then the second thing, on the Eastern Front, y'all can do your own thing, but you do not mess with what we're doing in the Western Hemisphere.
Right.
If we say this oil is an embargo, you better respect it, or we will defend it. And everybody's scratching their heads on the Eastern Front. They've never had a president like that before. What do we do with him?
Nope. Now, I got to ask this. We got a few minutes left. So, supposedly, the Europeans are very upset about what Trump's saying about Greenland. Correct. And they're like, well, if Trump goes after Greenland, that will effectively end NATO. Dun, dun, dun. Does Trump care about that?
Nope.
Is he making a trap for them to say, okay, no more NATO? And he's like, oh, that's great. You know, enjoy that economic hit you're about to take when I pull all of my troops out of your various communities.
Oh, no question. Here's the funny part about it. Not just the economic impact of our troops, but all the money we put into Europe, period.
Yeah.
Why would we want to do that anymore? So, great. Y'all are big boys now. You can run your own countries, run your own economies. We're not needed. Have fun. Oh, yeah. By the way, if something happens between you and Russia, don't call us. You can defend yourself.
Yeah, you guys have got
it. And there's
that.
A reason why, this is what's not known by mainstream media. I'm giving a little pretext to your listeners. There, we have discovered through intel there are discussions with China and Denmark about establishing a naval base on Greenland.
Uh-huh.
That's not, that is, you just crossed the wrong barrier there.
Sort of like the Russians wanting to put some ships in Venezuela.
Venezuela, and just like happened years ago, the Russians decided, I think we're going to have a naval base in a place called Cuba.
Yeah.
And we didn't have the backbone to stop it back then.
Yeah.
We got it now.
Yeah, well, I mean.
So it's interesting. What you were quickly saying on Venezuela, we are over there now. But you remember, this is why the Democrats have no case about having Congress declare war. We didn't change the administration. The vice president assumed the presidency in Venezuela. Of course, he understands that he's walking on the very thin ice, and he better make sure he does it the right way.
Weren't the Democrats
let him know?
Weren't the Democrats in 2019, 2020 complaining about Trump not doing something in Venezuela?
Oh, yeah. That was their biggest complaint. Madeira has an indictment, and this president won't even do anything to fulfill it. Well, guess what? We took us a couple of years because we had to get back into office, but right. We're making sure we follow through, folks. You should be happy, not complaining.
Oh, well. Maybe they'll let him bunk next to... Is Noriega still alive?
No, Noriega passed away in prison.
Oh, well. Maybe that's a frees up a cell for him. I don't know. Anyway, we'll see.
It does. But here's the other interesting thing real quick. Is Madeira has a lot to say, and that's why the Democrats are so desperately trying to stop this. Because he's not... Publicly, he's acting like, how dare you take me out of office? Privately, he's saying, thank God I'm on American soil that I can at least survive in an American prison.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, if you'll give me extra pillows and extra Kool-Aid and extra ice cream, I got a lot to say. We'd love to hear it.
Yeah. Maybe the Maduro may need be the new Epstein. We'll see. We're going to see. Michael Lentz and InvestUSA have given over 17,000 protective vests to law enforcement and the canine components that work with them. And he is not going to rest until they are all in a vest. InvestUSA.org. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless. God bless America. We'll talk soon.
Yes, sir. As I was saying earlier, Mom Donnie has this Caucasian white-hating tenant advocate, and she's talking about the warm embrace of collectivism. And just be glad you're not trying to live in New York City. This is News Talk 98.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
9WORD. New York City, now basking in the warm embrace of collectivism. Now, for me and you, who knows history, we're shivering, but, you know, apparently those guys aren't. None of us are voting in New York City. Zamdani, or we could just call him Zamdani from here on out. He appointed Sia Weaver, I'm going to pronounce it Sia, though. a longtime housing activist, to be his tenant advocate. Who knew that we would have all kinds of positions? But she's a longtime housing activist to be his tenant advocate, and then news rolled out about what she really thinks. And there was a headline out there: New York City Mayor Mamdani's housing official, your home shouldn't really be yours. I don't know about you, but that's alarming. According to Sia Weaver, the idea of owning your home the way people always have is outdated. She says we've treated property as something personal. And, you know, mainly because, you know, it has to do with, you know, race and white supremacy and white, you know, the hierarchy, all these things. She said people like home ownership because they like control, which is rooted in a racist and classist society. And this is why rent control is so important. Now, people started digging into her Twitter activity, her Twitter history. And as soon as she got a position on Mamdani's team, she deleted her ex account. But, you know, we're also hearing we've really treated property as an individualized good and not a collective good. And resurfaced videos, according to Andy Ng. Is it Go or Ng? I don't know. And in those videos, she says it's her goal to end private property ownership and that whites will deal with the impact. Normally, when I hear this kind of stuff, and we'll talk about this later, but normally when you hear this kind of stuff, you have like, you know, it's in South Africa. But this is a whole lot of hostility for private property, for wealth building, and for Caucasians in general, of which she is one. Only an elite university could produce such a freak. And naturally, it has. She's a graduate of Bryn Mawr. Her comrade title, instead of it being tenant advocate, ought to be tenant commissar, as the Bolsheviks were full of such thinkers. But according to the New York Post, Mamdani seems to like that kind of talk, so he's sticking by his choice for tenant advocate. And we get this. Zamdani stood by his new top tenant advocate Tuesday after a post-inflammatory social media post had sparked a firestorm and a warning shot from the Trump administration. Well, yeah, I imagine it would. But Sia Weaver received a boost from Mamdani, even as controversy engulfed his administration over her recently unearthed posts branding home ownership a weapon of white supremacy and declaring seized private property. How can anyone work with someone who doesn't respect private ownership? Or someone who doesn't understand how wealth is built, which of course is what makes life more affordable, and who really thinks everybody else's property, including even that of what she inhumanly calls POC, meaning people of color, belongs to her, is beyond me. She is an indoctrinated nightmare who's unfit to be anywhere near government in a free society. Eric Hoffer once warned that when people talk like this, wait till they get a little power. It is by its promise of a sense of power that evil always attracts the weak. And now she has it. And after years of making these kinds of statements, she's telling, now she's got sanctioned, you know, she's telling New Yorkers who owns properties that they will need to get used to the new collective relationship. Especially if they're white, but actually if they're any other color too. See, in New York City, there are a lot of Guyanese and Jamaican building owners, and they get out there and they buy a building, and they don't pay to have it done. They do it themselves. They do it with their sweat equity, and then they rent them out to newer arrivals, right? It's very likely that with her ideas and her $120,000 a year salary, she's going to find herself in court if she implements any of these guaranteed to impoverish ideas, which will surely drive the productive from New York City. Mamdani told reporters, "We made the decision to have Sia Weaver serve as our executive director for the mayor's office to protect tenants, to build on the work she's done to protect tenants across the city. And we're already seeing the results of her work." But Harmeet Dillon, Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights in the Department of Justice, said on One America News Network that the feds were ready to swoop in to protect Big Apple residents in response to Weaver's shocking views. Now, she will very likely do a lot of damage before it comes to the feds coming in on her, just because that's how the process works. And these are just the first days of New York's Mamdani nightmare. This is what you voted for. This is what you voted for. Interestingly enough, as this happens, this all happens concurrently at the same time. You got the Venezuelans celebrating the demise of collectivism, and New York is embracing its warmth. That in just a second. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.